What's your first name?
Tom.
Tom, you seem very enthusiastic about this Pokemon thing.
Yeah, I kind of am.
We're here at Union Square Park. I saw a sign that says Pokemon Meetup, free charging. What's it all about?
We can get free charges for our phone from here, but I didn't even know about this. I come down here 2 or 3 times a week to catch the Pokemon in the area.
Now, Pokemon's been around for a while, right?
A little over 20 years.
Uh-huh. How did it start? A Japanese thing?
It started as a Game Boy game. Actually, I have one in my backpack right now.
A vintage one?
Yeah.
So you're a longtime enthusiast.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing for 20 years, although I did stop for about 5-10 years in there.
For the uninitiated, including me, what is this Pokemon Go craze? It seems like it's gone crazy.
Primarily it's a phone app. A lot of it comes from the fact that we are getting this nostalgia, and we're getting all of these people who remember Pokemon from 20 years ago.
Is it like a 90s thing?
I think so, but I also think that Pokemon's existed for the entire 20 years. And so you have people who played and then they stopped playing the game, and now it's become this thing in the news, and they're like, oh, I'll check it out, and then they get addicted to it again. And
is it like a scavenger hunt thing? Is that what it's all about?
Kind of, yeah. It's like wander around, find the 151 Pokemon that are available, although I think only 142 have been found total.
Are there people who are way deeper into it than you?
Yes.
That really just don't even go to work anymore?
I have no idea about that, but you hear all sorts of crazy stories about it.
Are you a gamer in general?
Yeah, I actually design board games as one of my jobs.
The game of life. The game of life. You will learn about life when you play the game of life.
A board game, like Parker Brothers kind of board games? Old school?
Like Settlers of Catan and more Euro type, but yeah.
Is there still a big market out there for board games?
Yeah, it's actually bigger now than it ever has been.
Will you vote this fall?
I will. I mean, I'm scared of both of the candidates, but Hillary scares me less.
Why are you scared of Hillary?
Some of her decisions in the past have been very questionable. If you look at somebody's decisions, whether in their personal life or in their political life, you can see what sort of person they are. And, I haven't agreed with all of her decisions.
She's ahead in the polls now. Do you worry that Trump might come back?
No, not really. I mean, Trump is scaring enough people with his statements that I doubt that he'll come back.
What's your message to our listeners in New Jersey, where this show airs, in New York, around the world on WFMU?
Go out, have fun, play some games, and live life to the fullest.
Thanks for your time. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you get mine.
This is Tommy Keen.
Close the book before you hear another sound. No one's talking to you. There's no one else around. When the summer comes, we'll all go for a ride in the old car that we killed before it died. Based on happy times, not what I feel right now. Where's the light in your eyes? With the values that we learn but never shared, I could tell you things that no one else will dare. Based on happy times, they're calling you from nowhere. And if there's somewhere to be found, I'll be there. Where everybody comes around. What the heck? The book I read
Jake, what's your first name?
Jake.
Jake, you were walking by me at high speed and I hailed you down. Do you have a candidate? Do you like this fall for the election?
Yeah, going for Hillary.
Were you with her all the way or did you like Bernie?
I vacillated, went back and forth.
Do you worry about Trump coming back? I mean, it seems like Hillary has a pretty comfortable lead.
I have to say I'm a little bit concerned, absolutely, that Trump might actually pull up and kind of equalize her. Yeah, unfortunately, Trump is a master at manipulating the press to his own advantage.
You know about his father?
Sure.
Educate the audience a little bit about his father in a nutshell.
His father was a developer in New York, started building middle-income housing out in Brooklyn, Coney Island, and built up an empire, and then he basically handed it over to Donald after he graduated from Wharton.
Is it unfair to accuse Trump, though, of being born with a silver spoon like he's never done anything? Has he managed what he was given well?
No. As evidenced by his, what, 6 bankruptcies? He's a master at playing the system and gaming the system, I would say. And he's also been very good at promoting himself and bringing people on board to his luxury, so-called luxury brand.
Do you think he ever thought he'd get this far?
Oh, that's a good question. You'd have to ask him that.
Do you really like Hillary, or are you settling for her?
No, I think she's good. I do. I always thought that she had issues managing. That's why when she was running against Obama, he won, because she didn't manage herself well. But I think she learned from those lessons, and she's gotten a much better campaign organization together this time around than when she ran against Obama in the first place.
This impression of her that's been nurtured, you can't trust her, you can't trust her. It really sank in with a lot of people, didn't it?
There's a sucker born every minute.
What's the main thing you fear from a Trump presidency?
I imagine us being the laughingstock of the world, like Italy was when Berlusconi was prime minister. I think that he will increase anger and animosity and disquiet in this country. I wouldn't say that you could trust him at anything he says, because he'll do whatever it takes to get to the position that he wants to be in. So how could you trust anybody? And just like Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. With Trump, the buck then never stops.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
An architect. Wow. You really, the blueprints and the buildings.
Thing, yeah.
Like, what size buildings?
Everything from smaller to full-size.
What's
you know,
the biggest thing,
up.
Your biggest project you've done?
Probably about 500,000 square foot office building.
Do you have to tweak it as it goes? If your calculations are off, it's a big deal, right?
It's never about calculations. It's always about the process.
Who's your idol as an architect?
Who's my idol? That's a good question. I don't have idols, but I respect a lot of different people.
Came to mind when I said that?
Norman Foster.
Norman Foster sent his building skyward. He himself was awkward. Yes, he's dry and small as a pheasant's turd.
Did you read The Fountainhead?
Of course.
When I was young, before I knew it was infused with Ayn Rand politics, I just loved the story of Howard Roark and how he would never compromise.
It's a good way to pick up girls.
What's that?
Tell them you just read The Fountainhead.
I know you gotta go.
I gotta
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in closing? And thanks for your time.
Don't vote for Trump.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right, I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. It's also archived. I hope you can listen in sometime.
Play pigeon.
Yeah. All right, man.
No, don't ever hire an architect who's a genius. I don't like geniuses. They're dangerous.
How's that?
A man abler than his brothers insults them by implication. He must not aspire to any virtue which cannot be shared.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that intellectual stuff. I play the stock market.
I play the stock market of the spirit. And I sell short.
It's stunning, perfectly stunning. But of course I wouldn't want to live in a house like this. One could never relax and feel homey. Mean, comfortable and sloppy and, well, homey.
No, one couldn't.
Remember this one from 72, the Argus album.
This is Wishbone Ash, The King Will Come on Dusty. Good to see you guys on the ACU. Ken from Hyde Park, Geezeret, Vincent Priceless, Vanya in Moscow. Guitars Wishbone Ash. Glad you're with me. Stick around, Hardy White at 7. You said you can't vote, you're a citizen of Mexico.
Yes.
But are you still interested in politics in the United States?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who would you vote for if you could?
Bernie, but he's out.
What about Hillary? Would you vote for her?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when it comes down to the two of them, yeah.
Have you lived most of your life in Mexico?
Yes.
What about Donald Trump? He wants to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. How does that make you feel?
It's ridiculous. That's, you know, I don't think he's going to do it anyway.
It's just talk?
It's just talk. Yeah, I mean, of course.
Well, what is it that makes someone come to the United States from Mexico? Usually, what are they looking for? Just more opportunity?
In my case, I'm an artist. I've been living here for 10 years. In Mexico, there's, you know, tough conditions, and someone would come here to get better conditions, but also they're separated from their family, so they don't exactly live better here. They just make more money, which they send to their families, but they have such terrible time here.
And the passage here can be very dangerous.
Yeah. The conditions in which they try to immigrate are terrible.
Are things getting better in Mexico slowly or no?
Our president is equivalent in having someone like Trump winning.
It seems like a country that's actually very rich in natural resources.
There's a lot of resources, except they sell it to everyone they can just to make money and, like, just because they're corrupt.
Do you like President Obama?
Yeah.
Is he popular among the Mexican people?
He's okay. I mean, it was certainly exciting for someone like Obama to win back then, but, like, now on the second term, it's kind of like, whatever.
What's your favorite thing about the USA?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's things I love about both countries. I could also, you know, be an artist in Mexico. I don't know. I can do it.
I just had a good friend who moved to Mexico City a couple of weeks ago to
yeah,
live and work.
Yeah, now people are counting migrating. Maybe we should build a wall.
Keep those United States people out of Mexico.
Yeah.
Not to be personal, but it appears you're bringing a child into the world.
Yeah, I know.
Are you optimistic about the world you're bringing the child into?
I mean, not nowadays. There's a lot of phobic feelings towards every culture. It's just crazy, right?
Is it your first child?
Yeah.
You must be so excited.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Just right now, like, a woman told me in Whole Foods, you're having your baby this weekend. And I'm like, why are you going to tell people like that?
Is it soon?
It's soon, but just people tell pregnant women the craziest things.
Are you nervous?
I'm nervous because of, like, the hospital. I know that New York doesn't have the best, like, rates for birth in country. So, yeah, I don't know.
You're healthy. It's going to be fine. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl, or are you keeping it a mystery to yourself?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Is it? I think that's the best way. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, where this show airs, in New York, in Mexico, around the world on WFMU?
I think the more information everyone gets, what makes you understand, like, other cultures, I think that's the only way to know. Like,
I appreciate your time. Good luck with your child and your future.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll give you a card. My show airs at 6 tomorrow. I hope you can listen in.
This is Def Leppard from an album released in 2011, a live one called Mirror Ball on Bludgeon. Joe Elliott, Phil Collin, Def Leppard, Dusty. Great band from the 80s. So many good songs. This is one of my favorites. I like Ringo's Photograph too. And Flock of Seagulls. If I had a photograph of you, you don't like either one of them.
No.
Why don't you like Hillary?
Have you seen the information that's come out recently
about the Clinton Foundation or the emails or Benghazi?
Yeah, all of it. All of the above. Yeah.
Where do you get your news mostly?
Thomas Reuters, Vice, BBC. I stay away from Washington Post and New York Times. If that gives you any indication.
What about Trump? What are your thoughts on him?
He hasn't declared a solid policy as of yet that I could actually stand by. However, I think he's starting to articulate a little bit better now. He had a lot of opportunities I think he missed if he was actually serious about winning this election. Unfortunately, the times may have turned on him already.
Too late to pivot?
I don't think he even needs to pivot. I think he needs to focus.
Did you like Bernie?
There's certain aspects of Bernie that I could agree with for sure. I think he's truthful. Honesty and truth is something that we need desperately in politics. So I think that would have been a warm welcome. But I think he's also a little hyperbolic in the sense that he thinks he can change a lot of the system that has been the system for the last 100 years.
Who would you like to see? If you could appoint someone president, who would you put in there?
Bloomberg.
God, you're the second person who said that today.
Yeah.
What is it about Bloomberg that resonates with you?
He's, what, the seventh richest person in the world? So if he needs to get shit done, he can get it done.
I know that. Our president has to be rich these days?
No, but Citizens United has kind of forced the hand on that one. If you want to buy an election, you can, so.
Do you think the United States is going downhill?
I think there's going to be, some turmoil ahead for sure. I think our system's failing a lot of people. So if it hits a breaking point, then you're going to see a revolt. And you're kind of already starting to see it, see? It's like you're seeing pockets of it.
Occupy Wall Street, things like that?
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter. Like, there's like these like pockets of frustration that's boiling out through society.
Do you think you'll sit out this election?
I might do a protest vote.
For who?
For these nuts.
For these nuts. Could Trump still win you over?
Of course. He's probably my leading candidate, to be honest with you. I mean, at least you know what you're getting with Hillary, which is maybe worse than the unknown with Trump. I'm willing to roll the dice on that.
What's your message to our listeners in Jersey, where this show airs, in New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU?
I would just say pay attention, folks. Like, don't let media bias fool you. Try to be curious enough to get your information from many different sources and synthesize it. Don't just repeat what you're told. Like, actually have a mind of your own.
I just looked up and George Washington was staring down at me from the top of his horse. What do you think he would think of what the United States has become?
Oh, he'd be really shocked. I think a lot of the debates circling around societal issues he'd be happy with. The way that the banking system in this country and globally has had the dark hand in a lot of the decision making, I think that he'd be scared about that as well.
I appreciate your time. You're a smart young guy. I wish you all the best. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in.
Thank you, Clay.
All right.
Great to meet you.
You too.
Dr. Drew on Fox talking about Hillary's health.
She had two episodes of what's called deep venous thrombosis. Common problem, blood clots in the leg. She also has hypothyroidism. And she's been treated for hypothyroidism with something called Armour Thyroid, which is very unconventional and something that we used to use back in the 60s. Then she falls, hits her head, and as a complication of that has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis.
She also lacks the mental and physical stamina to take on ISIS and all of the many adversaries we face.
This is Bonnie
it's
Tyler.
From 2005. I wanted to hear her today voice. Or close to today. What a beautiful grit. Bonnie. Wow.
You were born in Italy.
Yes.
They had a bad earthquake over there yesterday. Yeah, a lot of people killed. It's a terrible thing.
The area is unfortunately prone to earthquake.
They've had them before.
Yeah, they had them in 2009, I think. They had 300 people die.
So you live here now in the United States?
I do, since 35 years.
35 years. Do you love the USA?
I do.
Do you always vote when it comes around each 4 years?
One of the reasons for me, when I wanted to be American citizen, just to have the right to vote.
Someone was just talking to me about Berlusconi, and they were comparing him to Trump. Do you think there is a comparison?
Of course. They are both arrogant, trying to abuse their power. I mean, they're disgraceful. I don't know how this country will do,
with Trump.
Ever.
Does it surprise you, all the support he's being given by some Americans? Millions of people supporting him.
This is a long story. I understand. Many people support them because they're upset. America is a great country. That's why I decided to join to be American. But it's only, and we have to be reminded, 240 years old today. Only 240.
It's a young country.
So we not only young country, with thousands of different ethnics. Eh? A pluribus unum in the dollar, no, it will never be like that. Because we have not only different, also racially is different. It will be never be cohesion. Italy too is divided by north and south and whatever. The point is, I think the reason of all this, because I started with 240, because education is not given to everybody for free, only maybe to the elementary school. And this is important. And a country that gives a food stamp to their citizen in the Bronx or wherever they are all over America, they will never go out of this. They stay there because they just give some.
They get too used to it?
Of course. And they exchange for alcohol or something. And the country, they have many beautiful things. That's why I'm here.
What about Hillary? Will you vote for her?
And this is I'm really afraid. I have two daughters, so I'm for female. It's a bad situation between.
You don't
Trump.
Trust her?
It's yes and no. This is a serious country. Eh? This is not a joke. This is not Bangladesh or whatever. You need people with the balls, people with an authority. I don't know. Maybe it's another experiment. We did experiment with Obama, and we experiment with a woman.
Did you like Bernie Sanders?
I like him. He was a little revolutionary to shake things, but I like it.
Do you think the USA is going downhill, or will we survive and prosper?
No, of course, America will be surviving. America has the great advantage.
You love America.
I do, very much. You have two oceans. You know, you see what happened in Europe, the British exit and all the immigrants. Here, I mean, we are protected by two oceans. We have the Canadian, but they are nice friends of us. And the Mexican, we use them in this country. But I don't think it will go down.
Can you say something in Italian to our Italian listeners? My friend at the radio station, his name is Fabio.
Fabio.
He's from Argentina, but he's Italian. Say something to Fabio.
Questo paese è un paese meraviglioso. E sopravviverà sempre, sempre. Piano piano diventerà sempre più civilizzato.
Thanks for stopping and talking to me. I need to go, but
ciao.
Arrivederci.
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, ciao. Nice talking to you. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. I hope you can listen.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
If I had this part in the picture, you know, it puts me right back up on top again. This man out there, he won't give it to me. The head of the studio.
What's his name?
Waltz. Waltz. He won't give it to me in there. He says there's no chance. Oh, Godfather, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man!
What's the matter with you? Is this how you turned out a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman? What can I do? What can I do?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
This is Slipknot on Dusty from Subliminal Verses. Pulse of the Maggots. From Des Moines, baby. Corey Taylor and the rest of them. The Clown. I love their masks. Man, they toured with Marilyn Manson. I wish I'd seen that show, Jones Beach. I'm sure you were there. You need this. This is for you. First name?
Alex.
Alex, it's almost September and you're still undecided about the election.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? What aren't you seeing from Hillary or Donald Trump?
The problem is that I think it's a circus and I don't see anything useful from either one.
It's a circus in what sense?
Both sides seem to be unreasonable and not necessarily worthy of being president.
Have you been pleased with the job President Obama has done?
Now, on the relative basis to these candidates, yes.
Did you vote for him last time?
No, I actually didn't.
Did you vote for Romney?
I did not.
Did you sit it out?
Yes, I did.
Is that normal for you, or do you usually vote?
It comes and goes. It depends.
Who's the last president you voted for?
You know what? I guess it's normal for me.
You don't vote?
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
Do you think he'll sit it out this time?
Not sure.
I'm wondering if you're one of these voters they're talking about who probably will vote for Trump, but they just don't feel comfortable saying.
No, I'm definitely not one of those voters.
That's not you.
No.
What is it about Trump you can't stomach?
Pretty much everything. You name it. I just am really not supporting of his style, of his views, of his image, of lack of integrity.
What about Hillary? You don't trust her?
I think the lack of general trust.
Do you think the United States is ready for a female president?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country? Honestly?
No, not so much at the moment.
What do we need? If you could put anyone in there to lead us, who would you put in there?
Yeah, if Bloomberg was on, I would vote for Bloomberg.
You like Bloomberg?
Yes.
Many thought he was going to jump in. What did you like about Mike Bloomberg?
I am a big supporter of what he's done with New York. At least he seems to be demonstrating quite a lot of integrity, leadership, and focus.
Lastly, who's your favorite movie star?
Daniel Radcliffe. Let's go there.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Let's go there. No, the reason I actually thought of him, not because he's definitely my favorite, but I was amazed with his variety, basically how broad his range you know, obviously we've all
done some stage acting now.
Stage acting and what he's done. I didn't see the latest movie, but I saw what he, you know, signed up.
And it's not easy for a child star to transition.
Yeah. So it's just very impressive. But, you know, it's definitely, I can't
Come
claim
on,
he's
you love favorite. Harry Potter.
No, I mean, Harry Potter is, I'm not a big fan of old Harry Potter movies, but I like the concept.
Thanks for your time.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'll give you my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Come seek us where our voices sound. We cannot sing above the ground. And now alone we'll have to look to recover what we took.
This is Jafria from 1984. Call to your heart on Dusty. Sounds like Steve Perry, doesn't he? From Journey. Greg Jafria, keyboardist, leader of this band, was in the band Angel with Punky Meadows. Remember that? He of the long blonde locks and white clothing. I miss Angel. Like this Jafria song a lot. It's all filled up, this build up together. Feel it together here. Run! Clap! Hey!
Darling, you remember the dreams that we had? I give everything my world too hard to forget. Yeah. And darling, together we can make it work out. So stay with me.
Everybody's dying. Their hair these days. Yours is hot pink. It looks cool.
Thank you.
And you got a lot of tats.
Yes.
You said you're not gonna vote.
No. I'm a convicted felon.
What'd you do? You seem like such a nice lady.
I was with the wrong people at the wrong time.
The drug thing?
No, it was considered a robbery. I was with some friends and they went to a store and they sold some stuff and they got a little out of hand because the person tried to stop them and they hit the person.
Where'd you go, Rikers?
No, I went upstate to prison.
How long were you in?
2.5 years.
That's a long time. What did you learn?
I learned that you can't hang with the wrong crowd. I learned that the system sucks. And I learned that even if you're not involved in some things, if you're guilty by association, you're guilty, period.
Did you come out more bitter toward the system or more socialized?
I came out more aware. I wouldn't say bitter because I was there, so therefore I was actively involved because I was there. I came out a little more scared.
Did they try to help you?
No, not at all.
There's no counseling or vocational training?
There is, but they really don't do much of anything. Honestly, a lot of the programs that they put you in up there, they, like, make you worse than than what you are when you before you went in there.
Now you're in a wheelchair. What happened?
I broke my ankle.
Oh, so it's temporary.
Yes, but thanks to Medicaid and everything, I can't get surgery for my ankle and I need it. I can't find a doctor that's willing to do it on surgery, on Medicaid.
If you could vote, would you vote for Hillary or Trump?
No, neither.
What don't you like about Hillary?
She was married to Bill Clinton, and he didn't really do much either. And Trump is just horrible. He's horrible.
Now that you're out, how long have you been out of prison?
Almost a year.
What do you want to do? What's your goal?
I wanted to become a makeup artist or like a hair. Like, I dye my own hair. I do makeup. I do nails. I wanted to do something. I like all types of art. Art is like...
And I can tell by talking to you, you're smart.
Yes.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Very. Of course, listening to everyone else's opinions is going to have some type of impact on your opinion and how everyone's like, oh, if Trump or Hillary is voted for president, I'm leaving America. You know, and I'm like... Okay, but even if they are voted for president, it's not like it's going to be martial law and we're going to have to be inside at 6 p.m. or something. I hope not.
What's the scariest thing that happened in prison?
The scariest thing that happened in prison, a girl got stabbed in the face with tweezers.
You saw it happen?
Yeah.
Why did it happen? Just territory? How does that work? Gangs?
Not even. It's not even that bad. It's like living... outside, but everyone, you know how they have their own problems. Little things become big things because of space.
People think it's extra dangerous for the men, but is it also rough with the women?
Yeah, a lot of the officers explain that, you know, it's easier to work with the guys because they don't question everything. They tell you to do something, you do something. If not, they form together and make a big rally. The females, they question everything. They want to go about everything differently, sneakily. So, and there's a lot more. Like with females, they're very catty and bickery. So it's harder to deal with females than it would be with men because they're not as, they wouldn't bicker over everything so much, you know?
Can people listen to the radio in jail?
Yes.
There's someone out there listening to this show on the radio out there. What would you say to them as someone who's out now? You know what they feel like in there. What would you say to them?
I would tell them that make a plan before you get out. Make a plan and stick to it because, you know, everyone up there wishes for their freedom so bad and they want to come home so bad. But when you come home, it's like, what do I do? Like, me personally, I was worried about coming out because I had already been there for a while, you know, and I'm like...
Do you get institutionalized?
Absolutely.
Is there people who get out and just want to go back in?
Absolutely. Sometimes I think about it. I'm like, it's just easier. You're on a schedule. Everything's the same every day, you know? You don't have to worry about any of the problems that you would outside, money, jobs, you know?
You have too much to offer for that, though. We need you out here.
Yeah.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
I would like everyone to love themselves and love everyone as they would love themselves. If everyone did, then it would be a lot less drama and argumentative and judging, because if you loved everyone else like you love yourself, and if you do love yourself, then it would
really
be a better place.
Great talking to you. I appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now. These are the Temptations on the Dusty Show. Papa was a rolling stone. He got me in three figures on the Yankee by 6:45.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause there was the day that my daddy died. Chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on.
ahead and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh.
Hey, Mama, I heard Papa call himself a jack of all trades. Would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking.
Spent most his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Sing it, you guys.
With the tune, I can see it, son.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Eddie Kendricks, I love his voice. Boogie Down. 72. Check, 1, 2. What's your first name?
Richard.
Richard, you saw me walking around. Looked like I was looking for something. I was looking for somebody to tell me who's going to win the election.
I think Hillary might win the elections.
You hope so?
No.
You like Trump better?
No, I don't really vote.
Have you ever voted?
No.
Could you legally vote?
Yes.
Yeah. What keeps you from doing it?
Well, I'm exercising the rights that this government has granted me not to. In Europe, they have to, or else there's a penalty. So,
Are you European?
No, I'm from South America.
Where at in South America?
In Guyana.
Guyana?
Yes.
Okay. Is that French Guyana?
No, it was formerly British Guyana.
Okay.
People need more options than just the two, and if they're unhappy with both, then they shouldn't be forced to take the lesser of two evils.
What don't you like about Hillary Clinton?
Well, of all the candidates, she's had the longest body of work. And the longer body of work, you can get accurate estimation of who the person really is. And that body of work doesn't necessarily lead to a better candidate.
What about Donald Trump?
Trump, you know, this is just one of the last things he probably wanted to do. He has money, he has everything, so this is probably, you know, one of the next challenges or mountains he wanted to climb.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
The United States is kind of going downward at this point, and it seems to be an agenda working in the background to let things fall apart.
You think it's on purpose?
Most people are not aware that it's on purpose, but the standards are definitely not the same. The government is not necessarily doing the best job at taking care of American citizens. An example is the quality of food stuff that they're allowed to be sold in supermarkets and grocery stores. They're not allowing them to be sold in Europe or countries that may not be first world countries.
What do you miss most about Guyana?
Less stress, and it's a faster paced life here in the United States.
What's your message to our listeners? A message of peace and love?
Peace and love, it's not someone else's job, it's everybody's job. So we shouldn't rely on someone else to get it done. It starts with us.
What's your favorite music?
Music from the 80s.
Yeah, like who?
Yes. There was David Bowie, there was Prince, and Duran Duran, pop music, yes.
Were you really sad when we lost Prince and Bowie?
Yes, very much so.
How old are you?
47.
What do you do now?
Currently I'm looking for work, but I'm working part-time.
Did you lose a good job?
No.
I appreciate your time, sir. I'll give you my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope you can listen.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Right.
There's no question
We need to make Washington work much better than it does today. And that means, in particular, getting unaccountable money out of our politics. One of the reasons this election is so important is because the Supreme Court hangs in the balance. We need to overturn that terrible Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, and then reform our whole campaign finance system.
This is Modern English from 82, I Melt With You on Dusty. That was Damon. Oh, Jesus.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face.
Stepped all over it.
Never really knowing it was always.
Sing it, you 80s people, you know it.
The difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
That was Damon Harris, not Eddie Kendricks, I'm told.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Last week, the Ben Mink, Katie Lang was wrong. Every week, wrong.
Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of.
Thank you, Sean.
Never comprehending the race at long gone.
Come on, sing it, you guys.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
That's you I'm talking about. You've seen the difference.
You've seen the difference. And it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do.
There's nothing we can't do, Dusty Family Hogan.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Future's open wide, damn it, it's open wide.
The future's open wide. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better.
Are you excited about the election this fall?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? What are you excited about?
I'm excited about Donald Trump being president.
You think he can do it?
Of course he can do it.
They say he's behind in the polls. Now, do the polls mean nothing?
That's not true. He's ahead in the polls, actually.
In what sense? Like,
he's ahead in the polls.
Which poll are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that are accurate, the ones that aren't being rigged.
Yeah. Do you have one that you like?
Not particularly.
What about Hillary? Why won't you vote for her?
Every reason I could think of.
Not because she's a woman, though.
No, not at all because she's a woman. Because she's a murderous criminal who steals money, and she's going to die soon from bad health.
Murderous?
Yes, yes. Many, many bodies on her count. Yeah, lots of blood on those hands.
What about the health thing? We're starting to hear about that.
Not looking good. Not looking good. She probably isn't fit to run, actually.
What's wrong with her?
I believe it's something to do with a brain injury, but it could be more of a actual condition, like Parkinson's or something like that. Or it could stem from a concussion, or who knows. Or it could be any other things, I'm not sure.
What about Trump? Are you with him all the way, or has he said certain things that you wish he hadn't said?
No, I'm with him all the way.
The wall? We need a wall?
Yeah, need a wall.
You think he'll really build it?
I think he better.
What about deporting that many people, 11 million people? It would be very, very expensive.
It's hard to say how many right now. Nobody's done the tallies yet. We're not sure how many it's going to be. People who are here illegally and people that could be from terrorist countries, I totally support that.
If Hillary was elected, from your perspective, are we in trouble?
We're in trouble if Trump isn't elected. Yeah.
Oh, the car's so loud.
We're in trouble if Trump is not elected. It doesn't mean it doesn't have to be Hillary. It could be anybody else in the system. But if we continue with the system we've had, this country is going to end.
Okay. Why do you think so many people are afraid of Trump?
Because they're afraid of change. They're afraid of doing things differently. Somebody not in the system, yet they fail to see the people in the system are why we're in the mess we're in the first place.
Have you been disappointed with the job Obama's done?
Oh, very.
In what way? Can you think of a couple examples?
I don't see what he's done in a positive way at all. I don't see any positive things he's done in his presidency.
You think he's a good man?
Yeah, I think he's a good man.
What about Bernie? Did you like some of the things he had to say?
A few of the things, yeah. I'm really disappointed in him for doing what he did. But
my listeners always tell me, Clay, you ask these questions, you never get to know the people you're interviewing. What do?
I'm a contractor.
A contractor. What does that mean exactly? Construction.
Yeah. Construction, mostly renovations, some new construction, but mostly restoration, renovation.
How about it? Have things gotten better economy-wise for your line of work since the recession?
Not much. No.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah. Yeah, as long as Trump gets to be president.
you're really hoping for it.
Yeah, I really think he'd do a great job.
What's your message to your fellow voters out there in the United States? A lot of people making a decision now.
Wake up. That's all I can say.
Why are they sleeping? In what way are they sleeping?
Mainly the mainstream media has kind of lulled them into a trance over the past decades. Basically, the media seems to be only the voice of Washington. It doesn't tell the truth anymore. It just tells you, you know, what they want you to think.
Do you watch mostly Fox?
I used to. I really don't watch anything anymore. I'm tired of it. I like Alex Jones, InfoWars.
He's really contentious.
I like the Drudge Report. I like Breitbart.
I appreciate your time. I wish you all the best. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen in. All right, buddy.
Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. Friends and fellow citizens, come November, we will make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you.
These are the Bee Gees. From 1979. The Spirits having flown LP. What, the only one left, right? Maurice is gone, Robin's gone, Andy. Barry's still with us. His voice is just fantastic on this song. Sing it, Barry. Sing. Paka, 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 booty, baby, hubba, bubba. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next Thursday night at 6, take care. that always remember.
So he says, that's baloney. And I says, no, it isn't. It's mortadella.
Hey, today's our field trip.
Where are we going?
To one of those you pick 'em places.
Well, I picked the bowling alley.
No. It's a pick-your-own-fruit place.
I hate places with pick in the name. It grosses me out. Like the grocery store, pick and eat.
I always associate the word pick with a nut meat pick that you use to extract nut meat from your nut.
Anyway, we're going to a local grove to pick fruit.
What kind of fruit?
Interspecific plums.
What the heck is that?
Like a pluot or a plum cod or rapper plums.
Or a plutocrat.
It's a cross between a plum and an apricot.
And a politician.
It's stone fruit.
Like made of stone?
No. It has a stone in it.
Because if it's made of stone, that I don't get.
Look, we're going to Acres Interspecific Plum Grove.
I'm not a huge fan of plums.
I like plums in things. Like nursery rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Old Jack Horner sat on a pie, eating his crows and whey.
Along came a thumb and pulled out a plum and scared poor William Carlos Williams away.
Anyway, wear shoes that you won't mind getting muddy.
Man, how far is this place? We've been driving for hours.
In a quarter mile, turn left into a fissure in time.
Oh, I know this place. We're going to that spooky otherworldly place on the other side of the time fissure. You tricked us.
I did not. It's a real grove, and we'll be picking things.
My father used to trick me into seeing my aunt by saying we were going to get ice cream.
Why didn't you like your aunt?
Well, she scared me when I was little because she was an animated skeleton. She'd lost her body in an accident, and a friend of the family resurrected her, but he waited too long. She was awesome, and you wouldn't even know she had no flesh or sinew watching her peel a potato.
Turn left now. Your destination will be on your up.
Well, we're here.
It's a fruit tree grove, all right. Except for the fact that there's no ground, and there's only one tree.
Come on.
Why are we here, really?
Well, I need a favor. And the interspecific plum tree at the center of the universe is where Ocker lives.
Who's Ocker?
The other one.
The other what one of what?
No, that's his name. The other one.
Oh, that's a confusing name. Like my friend, hey.
The world is a mess. And if I could just get one last look at the...
Man, this sounds dangerous. Why concern yourself with the fate of the world?
Yeah, that's none of your business, really. In fact, how much longer are you going to live anyway?
Look, it's not about me.
Not about... Everything's about you.
Just come with me and don't talk unless I tell you. You could screw it up. Ocker is not like a normal person. He can be very confusing.
How do we find him?
I pick a plum.
That sounds easy.
Except that these plums actually represent entire universes, and by picking one, I destroy a whole alternate universe and everything in it.
What the crap, Hardy? Not cool!
That seems harsh, dude. Isn't that, like, a little bit hugely morally wrong?
I know it seems that way, but the rules are different here. Here goes.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, it's you. Oh, venerable other at the center of
What
the...
do you want, man?
I'm not super happy about this mutilation of my tree. Ocker. We are in need of a glimpse into the swimming pool of relative dimension. No can do. Closed for the season. Just did a shock treatment and it smells super nasty. In our world, things are starting to fall apart. Brothers and sisters no longer recognize each other. The veil of... What are you doing? Go on, I'm listening. I was just right in the middle of carving this little figurine for a friend's birthday. Is it too cheesy?
It's a little boy fishing.
Cute.
Actually, it's a fish pulling a little boy into the depths of Sheol.
Oh, I was looking at it upside down.
Cute!
As I was saying, if you could only give us access to the pool. I already told you no. And also, you destroyed a universe. The least you can do is eat it. Eat a universe? Or I guess you could waste it, which is cosmically super uncool. What will happen to me? Not sure. Doesn't come up a lot. Oh, and when you're done, I get the pit or the stone or whatever. Okay. Not bad.
What's it taste like?
To be honest, it tastes like a plum, but slightly sour. Hey, where'd everybody go?
Out of the road, idiot!
Where am I? Oh, I recognize this place. This is 15 years ago. Oh, I have to live the next 15 years over again? Oh, wait, the time machine. I'll just find my house and go get the time machine. Uh-oh. this isn't 15 years ago, because there's no Florida gas station called Death Soup Fuel Dog.
Hey, you want to buy some scratch paper? Good for ciphering.
Hey, old-timer, can you direct me to a phone?
A phone? Like for eating chutney?
No, a telephone for talking to someone over a distance.
Oh, you mean a relish spoon?
No.
Don't freak out. I'm just kidding you. We have phones. There's one right over here by the Dead Bird bus station.
Thanks.
No scratch paper today?
No, not today.
Suit yourself. Don't come running to me if they ask you to show your work.
Hello, operator?
Hello?
Ocker?
Yes, who may I say is speaking to me?
It's Hardy. Why did you answer?
Well, it rang on my end, and I'm sort of the curious type.
I mean, how is it that I'm talking to you?
Here's the embarrassing thing. I have a phone, but I confess I have no idea how it works. The sound is converted to electricity somehow. Crazy. Pseudoscience is crazy.
Look, I'm stuck in the past, but also the past of a different universe.
Yeah, you're in the plum.
What do you mean?
The plum you picked. You're in it. That's what happens. That's how you change universes. I thought you knew that. Or I would have said, wait, stop.
I did not know that.
That's crazy. Most people know that.
I don't think they do.
I think so. And usually when I think something, it's de facto true because I'm the source of that thing.
Look, I'm trying to get to the swimming pool of relative dimensions so I can change things in my universe.
So, what is it you want to change?
I want to eliminate the greatest injustice in the universe. Death.
No, seriously, though.
I'm not kidding.
So how would that work exactly?
I know. If no one dies, then the world becomes crowded and awful and new people can't be born and all.
Right. And yet?
And yet, there must be some solution to mankind's pain. A solution to all creatures' pain, for that matter.
Well, what if I just eliminate fear?
Well, that might work.
Then people won't be afraid of death or pain or punishment or consequences.
Well, wait, hang on now. No, that might not work.
Well, what if I eliminate long-term memory so that people don't remember what death is?
Hey, that might be okay.
Or remember to feed the baby or what starts wars.
Now, hang on now. You're messing with me.
So let's just cut to the heart of things. All these things you think are intolerable are just colors on a palette, tones. You have to make the painting or the song and balance them. You aren't going to get out of the responsibility of doing that if that's what you're shooting for.
Well, I kind of was shooting for that.
Okay. You just have to mix up your life with as many people as possible. Strengthen the web of lives so that everyone has a stake in everyone else's life.
But people even hurt those they know or ostensibly love.
Every universe has rules. You just don't like the rules of the one you're in. I get that. They sort of suck. But there's no escaping. Well, there is. You actually escaped.
Yeah, but it's sort of pointless.
Thanks.
No, I like talking to you, Ocker.
Hey, man. We're semi-immortal quasi-beings, so it's sometimes hard for us to understand. But everything that life on Earth thinks is wrong is part of the landscape.
So accept it?
Accept it, but you also have to tend the fruit trees, work in the garden. You belong in the world.
Are you going to be long?
Just a minute, guy. I'm on the phone. Oh, hey, Lou.
Lou? Why are you calling me Lou, Harvey?
I guess I'm called Harvey in this universe.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Harvey.
Hey, buddy.
What are you guys doing?
I'm waiting to use the phone, but Harvey's bogarting it.
Listen, fellas, I need your help.
I don't have a pickup truck anymore, and my back is bad.
No.
My father-in-law is coming in from the Azores that day. No can do.
I haven't said anything yet.
You want help moving?
No. I need to get to an alternate universe.
How is that not moving?
We only do local moves anyway.
And no pianos or dead bodies.